Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew, or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Ooh, baby, it's raining. Come in to me. What does she mean? It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Last chance for Lady Gaga. Right now, take the word rockstar. R-O-C-K-S-T-A-R, all one word. And text it to our contest line, 20357. That gets you entered for your last chance pair of tickets to Lady Gaga, July 22nd at the Chase Center. The word is rockstar. Send it to our contest line, 20357. And you'll also be entered to win the Lady Gaga merch pack, the entire album catalog on vinyl, courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Capitol Records. This hour's code word, once again, is rockstar. So this is your first chance of your last chances today. And we're doing these chances all day, every hour until 6:05. So Mason's got you every hour of her show and Jane's got you all afternoon. Movies this weekend. Superman's out. The new Superman. I'm intrigued. I'm in. I put the trailer up, by the way, at the Sarah. All the trailers for all the stuff I'm going to talk about right now is at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. David Cornsweet is your new Superman in this DCU version, directed by James Gunn. He's most famous for the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. David Cornsweet, he is 6'4", and he put on 40 pounds of muscle prior to donning the red cape.
He's a great looking kid.
He is a great looking kid. And actually, at first, I was like, ow, no.
I agree.
Then I watched a couple trailers, and I'm like, yep, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He looks good. He's got the right face for it. It has to be open and earnest. Like, he's got, like, radiate caring. You know, I love Henry Cavill. And his best work is on The Tudors, by the way. It's an HBO show. You should watch that. It's super hot. And Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is on it, too. Anyway, Henry Cavill as Superman, he was fine. It's fine. You know, he's a great looking guy. He's got the right cut to his jaw, et cetera.
I actually think the cut to his jaw is part of the problem. He's a little...
too pretty.
Yeah.
Mm.
A little bit. I mean, I don't know. You know, there's always going to be people out there who will say that, but that's my Superman. Just the same way Bond. It's like, I grew up with Roger Moore. I didn't know any different until I saw the old ones with Sean Connery and went, oh, Roger Moore is like a total weakling.
Mm.
Ah, why did I ever believe he could beat up Jaws or any of the other guys that he's fighting?
Jaws.
Well, grown-ups, they all look tough.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
My beef with those Superman movies, though, first of all, they were much darker than the other ones. And his outfit was not, like, I know it's goofy, but I want to see the kind of, I don't know, is it like a royal blue? Like, what kind of blue is that with the bright red? Like, I really like the goofy Superman outfit. And his Superman outfit was like, if it was blue at all, it was like a navy blue and it had scales on it, kind of. I was like, I didn't like that.
It's
I felt
a
like
big,
that's a departure.
It's a big part of this taking on this job. And I did read an article. I've read multiple articles and I don't even care really about it, but
Seems like you do care.
Well, I mean, we do this, sure. Right? So I want to know things about stuff. That's part of the big debate is James Gunn has to decide, do I put the red underwear on this Superman or not? And imagine you're talking about $1 billion, you know, venture that you've signed up for and you have to decide. And he was like, I tried it all the different ways. I could not figure out how to make it work without looking ridiculous. Mm. But in the end, they did go with the red underwear.
Yeah. It's just
on the outside of your clothes, which no one does that.
Well, maybe it's bulletproof. I mean, maybe it's like a special Kevlar fabric or something.
If you're getting dressed today, do me a favor. Put your underwear on the outside of your pants and go to work.
But only if you're wearing tights.
No, it's fine. Put them on the outside of your Levi's.
Like a ballet dancer in her, she's wearing tights and then she has a leotard over it. So it's just like a convenient. Oh,
sorry. I put a picture up of the new one.
I always forget to turn that TV on.
That's
so
okay.
We can see that. Yeah, I want to see the new. I want to see the new outfit.
The S is a little different on
it is a little is a little bit different.
All of these things are highly debated.
I bet.
And they're big decisions that the person in charge has to come to a conclusion on and then go with for their run in these movies.
Yeah. You know, I got to say I love the outfit. I think it's great. It's high-waisted. It's right, you know, spot on.
It is high-waisted.
The S is not prominent enough, and I don't like the way the sleeves look. I feel like they need to be much more skin tight. Like there's just too many wrinkles.
Well, they've texture. There's a texture on that. And that's another one of the things they debate.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
It's a texture. Like
but see how they're sort of loose around his wrist? I don't like that. Let's tighten
that.
Well,
I don't know. You know what? I'm not going to go see it this weekend. Are you?
Oh, no. I'll definitely wait until it comes to streaming. I wouldn't want to wrestle through. Oh, and I'm looking at the Henry Cavill thing now. It actually does look black. I don't know if that's.
And they didn't wear the panties.
Yeah, no panties. I like that they kept the panties. Those
in
are
the
all
new
the past
one, you
ones.
Mean.
Yes, in the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I didn't even really. It's as you were talking about that, I realized that even though I've watched all the trailers that they've released so far on that, I didn't even notice if he had the panties on or not. And so it's just, to me, it's the way it's supposed to look.
When you hear them talk about it, it is funny that they put so much thought and effort into this because there are people
such a huge
who've
franchise.
Grown up with this character and they know him from whatever era. And so to change it is either you know, like, how could you? Yeah. Or now they go back to the panties and there's probably a lot of people that are going to be like, yeah.
That's
how he's supposed to.
That's how
the
he's
gold
to
belt
be.
And the red panties.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Duh.
The other important casting in here is Lois Lane, and it's the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, or however you say her name.
She looks great in the trailer.
Rachel Brosnahan.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas Holt, who I love him. I think you're a fan of his too, right?
I love him, yeah.
Nicholas Holt is he's Lex Luthor. And then there's a massive cast of supporting characters. James Gunn, as a director, is the guy who puts all the same people. He's got all his friends. He puts all these same people into all his movies. Bradley Cooper has a cameo as Kal-El's Kryptonian dad, Jor-El. And if you play, close attention, robots 1 and 5, apparently, in the Fortress of Solitude, they are done by the voices of Palm Clementif, who I think is the girl with the antennas.
And Guardians.
In Guardians of the Galaxy. And they say here, Michael Rooker, who is also in Guardians. So there's a few people from Guardians of the Galaxy in there. He also, James Gunn, the director of the new Superman movie, which is out this weekend. He also put his brother, Sean Gunn, in the movie as Maxwell Lord, a billionaire who puts together his own team of superheroes, but gives them ridiculous sounding name. He names them the Justice Gang. The gang is... let's see. There's like a Green Lantern, Hawk Girl, a tech inventor named Mr. Terrific. It's the Justice Gang. They do still use the classic John Williams theme from 1978's Superman.
Okay.
Christopher Reeve's son has a small cameo.
Oh, neat.
As a news reporter in one of the crowd scenes. Which is fitting because he actually works for ABC News in real life. His name is Will Reeve.
650 says, saw Superman last night and it was very good. Surprised at how good it was.
That's great news.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it is one of our beloved characters. And the superhero movies, they're popular for a reason. People love them. We all wish we could be a soup. I'm going to mention, yes, we do. Shut up. You would totally love to be strong and be able to fly and be able to stop a flying bullet.
Get some compound B.
Yeah, right. That's why I love that show so much. That's called The Boys, you guys. The Boys, where people are born as superheroes.
Way too much responsibility.
You will be a
no
quiet
time
one.
To watch TV.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's true. You always got to be looking for crime to fight.
No thanks.
Just be a hero, not a superhero. Listen, I need my vacation time.
I'm a mediocre hero.
I'm a plain hero. If I'm there and it works for me, I'll take care of it. If you want someone to save you at all hours of the day and night, just get a superhero. There's another movie that's out this weekend. It is not yet rated, but I'm going to say that there's F-bombs in the trailer, so I'm going to say it's at least an R.
It's not rated, yet it comes out today.
Yes. So a horror movie where 50 Cent lures 10 social media influencers to a content house, traps them there, and forces them to start from scratch by erasing their millions of followers, and kills off whoever earns the fewest likes. So you've got...
Oh, people are going to like this.
I know. It is pretty funny. I love the concept. I have no idea how that'll go. And so Skill House is the name of that. Skill House. Who will survive Skill House? I like that Fitty's in it. That's funny. On your TV, there's a couple streaming premieres here. The movie Drop, which stars Megan Fahey from White Lotus. She's a single mom being terrorized during her first date as she receives anonymous airdrops from someone threatening to kill her son if she doesn't follow his instructions and kill her date. So, and this was out in theaters not that long ago. It's already ready for streaming. Drop is the name of it. It sounds like a thriller. It sounds fun. Peacock. If you love yourself a athletic draft, the 2025 MLB draft is... Starts at on Sunday, I guess, at 3 o'clock our time on ESPN. Sunday at 8 o'clock on Showtime, the series premiere of Dexter Resurrection. After the events of New Blood, Dexter wakes up from a coma and follows his son Harrison to New York City. The cast includes Peter Dinklage, Uma Thurman, Michael C. Hall as Dexter. All right, man, they got some juice going over there. Will you watch it?
Absolutely. I'm really having trouble getting to all the TV I need to watch, so it's a problem. But I think Michael C. Hall as Dexter is one of the great all-time TV characters.
He's great.
I realized it during one of the seasons, and I've said this before, but there I am watching this murderer, and they're closing in on him, and I'm like, no, Dexter, run. And I realize I am in love with this character, and he's a serial killer.
But he's a serial killer with a heart of gold.
It's good writing and great acting, and you absolutely get, you're all in.
Have you watched all the other, like, did you watch that origin story one?
I didn't watch the one where he's the young man and Christian Slater's in it. I'd love to.
Yeah.
I'm not getting to TV like I once did.
And then we've got some Live Aid stuff here. Sunday at 8 o'clock on CNN. Sunday is the 40th anniversary of Live Aid. So the series premiere of Live Aid, When Rock and Roll Took the World, a four-part documentary series which is celebrating the 40th anniversary of the largest global music events in history. And you can also watch about 10 hours of performances on Live Aid's YouTube channel starting at, looks like 4 o'clock in the morning our time on Sunday. 7 a.m. Eastern. And there's the marvelous Mrs. Maisel. She's Lois Lane. The 50 best superhero movies of all time. It's a new list.
This will be good. What's number one?
It's on Yahoo. That's not how it works. Don't try and trick me and tell you what number one is.
What do you mean?
Avengers Endgame.
It's not. Avengers Endgame is number 5 on this list.
How about just the Avengers?
The Avengers is number 9.
How can you call Endgame one of the best when it ruined the whole franchise?
I actually thought that the Avengers movies stunk. There was too much going on in them. And when they made a time machine 15 minutes after they decided that they needed one, I was not having it. I'm like, okay, I'll buy that they're superheroes and billionaires and all the superpowers. They can't just decide they need a time machine and then go back and nothing gets screwed up.
You're broken.
That is true, but it has nothing to do with the fact that I don't like that. I just didn't love it. So this is it's a Yahoo story, and I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you want to have your own debate about this, feel free. But because the new Superman opens today.
Iron Man.
Iron Man is unbelievably not in the top 20. Yeah, I only have the top 20 sitting in front of me.
This list is bullocks.
I completely concur. Iron Man and that first Spider-Man, actually. Let's see. They've got Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse from 2018.
No.
At number 7.
No.
And Spider-Man 2 from 2004, which is the second. That first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire took my head clean off. I was like, oh my God, I like superhero movies. I can't believe it. I got dragged to that by John. I think, or maybe my kids or something. I have no idea. Although they had to have been so young. It definitely went with John. And I remember being there and going, this is the first movie theater that I'm sitting in and I don't want this movie to end. This is the first time I'm not looking at my watch.
It was the so Dark good. Knight.
The Dark Knight is number 2.
Oh, that's really high. Okay.
That's a good one. The Dark Knight from 2008. That's, what's that kid's name? Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
So sad. Rest in peace, Heath. And thanks for The Dark Knight. Let's see. Avengers Infinity War from 2018 is number 20. Batman Begins. Isn't that with Christian Bale?
Yep.
I don't like that. I didn't like that
one.
Is
it number one?
No, it's number 19.
Oh, okay.
Then X-Men, The Batman from 2022, which is emo Batman. No.
The new guy.
Yeah, that's better than Iron Man. Come on! The Rocketeer, which is from 1991. I don't even know that one.
There's one with Nicolas Cage that came out when I was in high school. It's called Kick Butt. It's not called,
I think you mean it's Kick Ass?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I could say that. I have PTSD.
Good job.
That movie is so freaking good.
You know what?
Is that on the list?
I only have the top 20. It better be on the list because that is a freaking great movie.
I went as Hit Girl for Halloween the year that came out.
It's so good.
I thought it was so
freaking good. Hit Girl and Kick Ass. It's amazing. So I don't know what The Rocketeer is, but it's from 1991. They've got it on here. Okay, this is where things start to really piss me off. At number 15, above Iron Man, and Iron Man 2, for God's sake, there's no Iron Man on here, and above the original Spider-Man, and so many other movies, is Deadpool and Wolverine, which I couldn't even make it through the first 45 minutes of that movie.
I didn't like it either.
I loved it.
There's something wrong with you. You're broken, son.
You're no,
broken. Unbreakable from 2000 is number 14. Logan, Spider-Man 2, The Incredibles, just outside of the top 10. The Incredibles is a great superhero movie.
It is.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. That's a great one.
Yeah, that's number 11. That's from 2004. Hard to believe that movie is over 20 years. That movie can legally drink. Pixar, we love you. Black Panther is at number 10. Then The Avengers, Captain America Civil War, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Batman, Avengers Endgame. Number 4 is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, really?
Number 3 is Captain America, The Winter Soldier from 2014. The Dark Knight is number 2, 2008. What do you think?
And the number 1 superhero movie
of all time.
What haven't we mentioned?
Is it the original Superman?
It is the original Superman.
That's such a cop out.
Point for me.
Superman the movie. You're right.
Wait. The one starring Christopher Reeve.
I assume so, right? 1978, that would have been Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
The newest Superman is on the list at number 26. Made it onto the list. So I guess somebody must have had an advanced screening pass. You guys each have a point already today. I'm just crossing out all the points. We're going to start at 0.
What?
Well, you all each have 1 point. It can't help you. You're basically, it's net 0. Okay. One more thing. I wanted to mention that Michael Madsen, we lost him about a week ago. And if you are a Quentin Tarantino fan, he needs no explanation. He did pass last week of cardiac arrest, and there were factors that included heart disease and alcoholism. One of his final screen roles is about to be released. It's a movie called Mr. Wonderful, and I put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It looks like a very serious piece. It's about multi-generational family. It just, you know, it looks heavy. Looks like a big one. A big solid movie. But if you're interested, you can have that. We have it for you. And Tom Brady would like to say, I did not say she was too old for me. I didn't say that.
Was anyone saying he did?
Yep. Apparently there were a bunch of stories yesterday where he was like, I'm not dating her. She's too old for me. Now he's yelling. His reps are yelling.
Well, he's got to clean that up.
He thinks he doth protest too much.
Well, he wants, another visit, right?
One would think. Well, yeah. I would assume. Mm-hmm. He's trying to set the record straight. Some report said he's not interested in dating the Sofia Vergara because he thinks she's too old. Here's what his rep said. Tom never said, nor would he ever say anything like this. It is pure fiction. Okay, all right.
She is not only smoking hot, but out there, didn't it blow up her marriage that she didn't want more kids?
She's like, wanted any kids.
No, I already did that. I'm not doing that.
Well, remember she got into that huge fight with her last husband.
That's what I'm saying.
The one before where they had the eggs fertilized.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe that just soured her.
Go Tommy.
Thing. Yeah. Let's see. This is all part of that big ship, this luxury liner that set sail from Rome and included drone shows, performances by Ellie Goulding, Sting, your boyfriend, and Janelle Monáe. They were there hanging out on there. He asked to sit with her. Can you sit with me? Can I sit down here next to you? And there's a huge long list of people who were on that thing. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
U.S. men.
I'll take the bear.
All right.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Good vibes and variety. It's the Sarah and Vinny morning show. And it's Bob's Movie Club. That's what we're excited about. Bob's Movie Club. It's less than a week away. Thursday, 6 a.m. Thursday, next week. This week's movie is Time After Time.
Free on Tubi.
Free on Tubi. If you've got Tubi, it's for free.
Somebody DM'd me and said they signed up for it to watch the movie. So,
oh, I'll be you're doing welcome, the same. Tubi. We should get Tubi as an advertiser. We could watch movies on Tubi.
We should always think of these things in advance of giving them a million Tubi, free plugs first.
Tubi could be a sponsor for the Bob's Movie Club. Lindsay, did you hear that? We have such great ideas. Anyway, 6 o'clock in the morning, next Thursday, join us for Bob's Movie Club. Time After Time, which is an older movie, right?
Yeah, 79.
Okay. And it's about a time traveling serial killer, which is,
starring awesome. The great Malcolm McDowell, which, people know him.
So get yourself caught up on that one. Join us next Thursday. Be ready to let us know what you think. You can text us your thoughts and feelings Time After Time on Bob's Movie Club. Okay. This is Vinny's break. There we go. Boy, that really threw me.
You okay?
Yep.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special.
Woo!
That's right. 6 days a week. You can get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special.
I love it.
6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice.
97.3.
Here's what's happening. Even if you've got morning clouds, and you might, there's a little stuff here happening in the city as we broadcast live from Studio 9.
Yeah.
But plenty of sunshine today. Another warm one. Highs will peak in the 90s, which is, that's hot. That's
so
a hot
than
summer
yesterday
day.
Even.
No.
No.
Didn't
say
that. About the same. In some spots, even cooler. So that's good news. It was hot where I was, though. Woof.
It got there.
Uh-huh. I need to tell you that today is international. Well, it's probably not international, but it is National Slurpee Day.
Oh.
Today is 7-Eleven.
Oh, yes.
And to celebrate, 7-Eleven once again is serving up free small Slurpees. They've been doing it since 02.
When's the last time you had a Slurpee?
It's forever. It's not something, I've told you this before, that I don't like to waste my desserts. A Slurpee is not calories that I want to take on.
Yeah.
I don't think they're good enough.
Have your girls ever gotten one?
I'm going to say no.
Do you get them an icy, which is basically the same kind of deal when you go to the movie theater?
No.
Yeah. No. My kids like the Slurpees. Well, they did when they were kids.
Okay.
We live by a 7-Eleven. They'd be like, oh, some money for some Slurpees. Yep. Bye.
So it is Slurpee Day, everyone. And you can go get a free small Slurpee at a participating 7-Eleven.
The first taste is free.
Right. Well, this is a welcome story here this morning.
What do we got?
U.S. men are contributing to household work more than ever before. It's not like everybody says.
Mm.
The men of America are stepping up. Come on, everybody. Let's party.
Yay, man. We're the best. Yeah, in your face, girls. Men, 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 men.
Are you filming all this, I hope? Great, good. That's that was an extravagant celebration. And I applaud you, men.
Thank you.
For pulling your weight finally.
Yeah.
What the? U.S. men.
At my house, I do nothing. I can't complain about it.
You don't get to even talk during the segment.
Bob has a look on her face like Susan is not helping out around the house.
Oh, no. Susan's the best.
Ah!
Hmm.
In both of your faces!
But you shouldn't be celebrated. It should.
It's right.
Dang straight, you're helping.
Where's our celebration for doing all the stuff all these years?
Men in the United States are spending a record high amount of time on household activities.
12 to 19 minutes.
There might still be some inequalities between men's and women's contributions, but right now, men doing more than ever in the history of men.
Okay.
Men! 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 We're the best!
We're celebrating.
Don't hurt yourself.
Did you just punch the window?
No, I'm just working on our PR, though. I mean, if people keep choosing the bear, it's starting to really bum me out. So, I mean, here's a chance for us to get a little positive PR out there in the world.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's nice that there's some, you know, good news for manhood today.
There's other stuff in the story, but I really feel like this is the best time to move on to something else.
No, I would like to know exactly how much more you're doing around the house. I'd like to have a breakdown.
The average American eats 17 pounds of fries per year.
Wow.
That's a lot of potatoes.
I don't come anywhere close to that, thank God, because I love French fries. So whenever I get French fries on my plate, I always push my plate to them and go, everybody help yourself to some fries. Because I figure the fewer that are on my plate, the fewer I'll eat.
Mm. Today is National French Fry Day. According to a recent report, the average American eats 17 pounds of fries per year.
Do you think you get to 17 pounds of fries
Not
per year?
Not a chance. No way. Nope.
For sure.
You do?
Yeah. I don't think a pound of potato is really that much.
Still.
Like one potato probably weighs a pound, right?
Okay.
I don't even think it weighs a pound.
Someone tell us a large McDonald's fry or for the
like
purpose.
A supersized fry.
A large fry. How many potatoes is that?
Well, maybe it's one potato. I'm talking about how much does that weigh? Like that doesn't, that can't be a half pound even. I mean, I would think your burger weighs more than your fries.
It's approximately 150 grams or 5.3 ounces.
Oh.
A large, okay.
It's a third of a pound.
Okay.
All right. So that's a lot of fries. One of those large fries.
That's a lot of fries.
That is a, they don't serve those in a small little bag. Those are big cartons.
Is there a difference between, so the small is in the paper and then the large is in the
carton
little red
thing.
Carton thing. Mm-hmm. Is there a bigger size for supersize?
Yeah, taller.
No, even taller.
I think, I don't, I shouldn't even
yeah, it's
say
taller.
That.
It's a taller cup.
So I don't go to McDonald's.
What, is that what, the one that weighs 5 point whatever?
No, this is a large order.
Just a large order.
Yeah.
It just, that seems like a lot.
Fries are the most popular in Bad Virginia, where locals scarf down more than 21 pounds a year.
Wow. What about Best Virginia?
Best Virginia, not anywhere on this particular list, but don't worry, Best Virginia. You're in a story right after this one.
Best Virginia.
Oh, my.
They talk about all the different fries that people like. Shoestring fries are most popular in Hawaii.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I thought they were just the most popular.
Curly fries are big in Alaska.
Oh.
Crinkle cut are preferred in Nebraska. Waffle fries love Colorado.
What's the difference between crinkle cut and waffle cut?
A
waffle.
Crinkle cut is that just...
Oh, it's like a ruffle.
It's a ridge.
It's just
yes,
a,
exactly.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about steak fries? Anybody like them the best?
Nope.
It's because they're terrible. Too much potato.
Too much potato. Yeah.
Of all the things for you to say, every time I've told you my lobster roll had too much lobster in it, you're like, that's the dumbest thing ever. But now you're going with, there's too much potato in my fry?
You know, next time I get a lobster roll, I'm going to get you one too so I can have your leftover lobster. You can have my leftover fries. Yeah, steak fries are just, it's a dry potato thing going on there. I'm like, well, I guess I got to eat more ketchup then. Moisten this up because I am going to eat these. Unless you guys want them. Do you want them? Take them.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
And now we travel to Best Virginia.
Okay.
A couple in West Virginia got arrested for driving under the influence in a stolen RV while doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, all at once. Wow. You guys really know how to multitask
in
West Virginia.
We are the multitaskers.
That is good.
Matthew McDonald?
I know some McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Shannon Bryant?
I know some Bryants.
You know the Bryants as well.
Oh, yeah. They're well-known families there in West Virginia.
Yeah.
This happened last Wednesday in Bluefield, West Virginia.
Yeah, southern West Virginia. See, that's the difference. They're just...
The Southies, they're the worst.
The Southies
the
worst.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Eastern Panhandle.
Oh, you're on the Panhandle?
Yeah,
Sarah.
The Eastern Panhandle.
Oh,
but I'm in the mountains.
The Eastern Panhandle's like...
No, this is West Virginia, and this is the... See, I'm giving you the finger, but the thumb is the Panhandle.
Hold on. Oh, the thumb is the panhandle? What's the other thing? Just like some smoke that's going on?
It was a middle finger. Didn't you see that?
Yeah,
he was showing it to you.
It was a middle finger. West Virginia.
Bluefield, they talk like this, real high pitch.
Oh.
They're from Beckley and Bluefield.
Oh, it looks like a frog or like a tick.
Last Wednesday in Bluefield, West Virginia, near the Virginia border, A cop saw 48-year-old Matthew McDonald behind the wheel and 35-year-old Shannon Bryant straddling him. Both were naked.
Hot.
Hot West, he pulled West them over half a mile down the road, and Shannon was behind the wheel now. They'd switched.
Oh. So she was like reverse cowboy?
Someone driving by hollered, "I saw them switch seats!" I'm a narc!
We're trying to make a quick getaway here in our stolen RV, and oh boy, that feels real nice. Shannon.
They both admitted they were doing it when the cops spotted them.
Admit that they were hammered.
No. Matthew also admitted, "All right, fine, I was the original driver." And even though Shannon jumped behind the wheel, he also knew she wasn't sober.
Oh.
Cops found weed, drug paraphernalia, a bag filled with white powdery substance.
Oh, fun.
And when they ran the plates, they saw the RV was...
Stolen.
They both got busted for drugs. Is the RV...
That's not an RV you want back, is it?
And indecent exposure.
It's okay. Just they both... Junk it.
Failed... DUI tests, so they're busted for that as well. Matthew had several warrants out for his arrest as well, and so they tacked those charges and reckless drive. This is a mess.
Yeah,
you may want to call home, Maddie. You're needed back there.
How are the McDonald and the Bryant family doing?
I will be back there in a week? About a week from now.
Going to 6 different states. All clustered very closely together. Don't worry.
And now we go from Best Virginia to Beverly Hills.
Oh. Swimming pools, movie stars.
Prominent California city moves to ban Airbnb-style rentals entirely. Ban them.
I'm not surprised. If I lived in Beverly Hills and there was like a revolving door next door to me, I'd be pretty pissed.
I feel like that
I'm
is
obviously very rich and very famous.
That's a pretty popular opinion. It's not just Beverly Hills. I think most people feel like this new thing where someone's bought a house and they've just got a revolving door of tourists rolling through.
Yep.
It's a problem. And I realize Airbnb is one of those companies. What are they worth now? They're probably worth $1 billion.
Probably.
So, and there's Vrbo and others, so yeah. I don't want to pick on anyone in particular, but it isn't a model that most residents are into.
No, it's not. If you live in a place like Beverly Hills or even places like, you know, San Francisco in general, you are super bummed if you didn't buy your house so that you could live next door to a hotel.
Right. And a lot of places, like in Santa Cruz, at the beach, there've always been beach rentals. Yeah. That's not news. But now that this new system's
convenient
in place,
new system.
It's grown by
leaps
and bounds.
I've many times Airbnb'd stuff in Santa Cruz.
It's a reality that works.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say to themselves, yeah, a place right on the beach?
The idea of Airbnb is kind of cool. Like, we're not going to be home. This is a great way to have somebody use the house and we make a little money off of it. Like, initially it was supposed to be your house.
Right.
But now
that's
people just buy places and investment groups go, oh, this is basically like running a hotel without the problems of running a hotel. Mm-hmm. We're going to buy 25 houses in this neighborhood and we're just going to turn them.
That's a problem. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think this story is interesting. Beverly Hills has decided to change the rental rules.
Gimme.
And they're moving to ban Airbnb and Vrbo style short-term rentals entirely.
Mm.
They've had it with the party people turning up to rage next door on a Wednesday night.
Right. In Beverly Hills.
And that's I feel like that's the way we're headed.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. You know, I didn't know computers were ever going to catch on. I was like, that. And then it turns out everything's computerized now. So you really don't want to follow me on this one, but I can see a lot of areas saying we need to do that too. It makes sense.
Yeah. It's, you know, I feel like this happens faster in a place like Beverly Hills because it's there's a lot of money there and then a lot of whining and complaining. So they get it done.
Right.
But And I actually, look, I use Airbnb all the time. I love it. It's absolutely great. Our whole vacation coming up, we're staying in Airbnbs. That said, I wouldn't let my house be an Airbnb, and I'd be really bummed if one of my neighbors was doing it. Even though I feel that I'm a respectful Airbnb-er.
We're not part of the problem, this is just my opinion. I actually think that plan about renting out your house, well, that's my bed. And that's my photo of me and my wife on the, you know, whatever, however you, it's like, that's your stuff.
Yep.
You don't want to rent your stuff. But if you buy a place and decorate it with IKEA furniture and say, yeah,
let's rent it.
$3,000 for a week. That sounds covers great. The mortgage right there. Everything else beyond that is profit.
Right.
I can see why they do it.
I have a friend who, and you know her too, they started Airbnb-ing their beautiful home with an incredible view in a town. I'm not sure what the deal is with legalities.
Is this hot ass?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, and the house is pimping. Like
right.
She's getting bank for that place. And when they first started doing it, she was just letting people in and all their stuff was there. And they have since gone, we can't even afford to live here. We're making so much money off of this thing. Like we are going to
take our personal effects out of here.
They took all their personal effects out of there. They have a closet that has like their sheets if they ever want to stay there. It became this thing that they were making so much money off of that they were like, we'll just live in our RV. I'm like, well, that's great. Two kids in college sounds perfect.
I do see, yes, I see the draw to that.
Right. But that's, that's not great for a neighbor.
No.
In a neighborhood situation, especially. Like, their house is actually pretty remote.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Men are doing more! ! Says 510. There's more, but I
should
get to some
of them.
Hooray! They're now doing 10% of the household chores. Whoopee! No, that's not true. I didn't get to the whole story, but they're doing a lot more of the household chores these days.
Really? More than 10%?
Yes.
How much more?
A lot more.
How
I
much?
Don't have the story right in front of me. We've moved on.
9% isn't more than 10%.
Don't be a what. You know what?
You love it.
I
Calm
don't
down.
Love it.
Come over here. Come on. Get over here. Calm down.
I'm telling you, that's the same thing.
It's not. Calm down's for when you're mad. Come over here is like, you're making me feel guilty for sitting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. I'm in the middle of 15 things. You can see I'm hustling around
the
house.
Take a moment and relax with me.
Come here. Sit down. Just sit down. Put that. You don't need to do that, right?
Well, yeah. are you about to get a talking to? I mean, that's a totally different thing.
No.
Just like sit over here and enjoy. Let's enjoy each other's
company.
Trying
to quickly unfold my wetsuit and fold it inside out and get it in the sun so the whole thing's dry when
what?
I put it
so
on.
So then what? Then what are you going to do?
But then I'm going to run back in the house and do the next thing on my list.
What's the next thing?
I don't know.
Well, you can do it 5 minutes from now. Sit down.
415 says, say what you will about those two, Vin. But you know what they didn't do? Lose the RV keys.
That is true.
I never lost the RV keys.
No, you broke the key off in the lock.
Yeah, that was a janky key and a janky screen door, and it wasn't my fault. I am very muscular and strong, I admit.
No, it's true,
but
Superman.
That thing just cracked right off in there. Now, I did lose the van keys. That happened. They're still underwater in Hawaii.
Yeah. They're never going to do anybody any good.
Nope.
We need to get you a floaty for your keys. That'd be good.
I am Clark Griswold. I am just damned when it comes to
You're
family
not. You
vacations.
You had some absolutely great family vacations.
You do sound a little Griswoldy.
I know. Tell me what's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
Pokemon, curb your enthusiasm in a Squid Game you can actually win.
What?
Wake up! Thank you with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.